Is it clear that what the power guys can't own or control, they eliminate? Now, would those who have imposed an artificial order on humans globally, an order that depends on controlling what thoughts we think, want to own or control a global communication means that reaches over 1.65 billion people every month? Big duh, right? Quote from a very acidly written, I suppose, opinion piece that appeared in the New York Times. Quote, should we be thinking of Facebook as a news site? Is that how Facebook thinks of itself? No, not primarily, Facebook now says. In a document posted on Wednesday, the company explained for the first time the values, and he has that in quotes to show his contempt, that govern its news feed. The scrolling list of posts that Facebook presents to its 1.65 billion users every time they log on. Though it is couched in the anodyne language of a corporate news release, the document's message should come as a shock to everyone in the media business. According to these values, Facebook has a single overriding purpose, and it isn't news. And by the way, by news, he means what is status quo, all there is, this system of class. Continuing, Facebook is mainly for telling you what's up with your family and friends. Adam Mosseri, the Facebook manager in charge of the news feed, said in a recent interview, quote, we think more, spend more time, and work on more projects that try to help people express themselves with their friends or learn about their friends or have conversations with their friends than about news and entertainment, unquote. And continues Mr. Manju, Facebook's document takes no stand on what kind of content it considers informative. Instead, informative content is in the eye of the user. Facebook also steps back from any responsibility for choosing certain ideas over others. Its news feed, it says, is instead about giving you more of what you want. And that's from Farhad Manju, the online news behemoth that puts the news last. This was one of two pieces back to back, right on the same page, that criticized this document that was released by Facebook. And this is the New York Times of June 30th, 2016. But what if what we want is not going to be discussed in the New York Times? Because that is the propaganda media, that is the department of one of them, that is one of the... one piece of the Department of Propaganda for the global statesman. So what if, and I'm suggesting, it is, must be up for all of us right now. What if what we want is not going to appear in the New York Times? What if what we want has to be discussed and discussed and discussed again among all of us globally? Each one of us connecting to and drawing in others, people we know, people never before consulted about what they want, particularly what they want as the reality they see around them daily. Can you see the thought developing when we do this with consciousness, the ideas flourishing? Can you see power sweating? So, how do we get a new world, one with different operating premises, one based in abundance, cooperation, and non-coercion, as opposed to scarcity, hierarchy, and force? Is it by protest, or is it through lots and lots of discussions?